Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Shout out to Jeff, broke into his car. Shout out to Doc, gave us play-by-play of the whole thing. Shout out to Landfill. Get me all pissed off at Nate Silver. All right, a lot of folks want to talk trades. Trade deadline coming. Trade deadline is a little after Halloween, but it's going to start heating up all over. We know Adam Peters is going to be aggressive. He said in his opening presser, I want to be involved. I want to know what's going on. Doesn't mean I'm going to always do stuff, but he's making calls. He's checking, making a list and checking it twice, like Santa.
Uh-huh. Do you think Adam is like us? Start the season off, like, hey, we're going to wait, we're going to build, we're going to stockpile, and all of a sudden, oh, man, we're there. We're close. We got to change course.
I don't know. I do think he has a long-term vision, but there are things that could align with both a long-term vision and winning, right? Like, there are good young players out there that could be a part of the plan that you can get to a contract extension or whatever. Like, multiple things can be true at once, and, and we are cognizant of that. Here's the opportunity. For everybody, you got a trade? Let's hear it.
Suggest it.
It's got to get through me and B.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be the easy one.
Yeah.
But that's cool. Let's hear it. Let's start with our guy, DNC. I feel like DNC must have got a new job. He doesn't call anymore. Hello, Darren. How you been, bro?
Been feeling good, feeling great, man. How you doing, man? I appreciate y'all taking my call, man.
Hey, man, we missed you, buddy.
Hey, same here, brother. Same here, man. We got to link up and come back on the Breaking the Man show, man, because I was speaking with Late Lewis, with my lead host, DH, about, you know, changing over this roster. And I brought it up again in the post-game show with my guy, Wale. If the Browns were going into a fire sale, I would send them draft capital for Denzel Ward first and foremost, but then there's another guy on the roster. But Denzel Ward, most importantly, to help with the secondary woes that we have. So I wouldn't mind sending them maybe a first, but I would start off with a second.
Denzel Ward on a god-awful Cleveland team. Ward's a baller. You're saying you send a second. Now I'm getting you the contract status of Denzel Ward, Brian, because there's more to the puzzle here. Ward signed a 5-year extension in 22. So this year, you'd have to figure out the cap this year because that's a problem. Next year, he's $25 million on the cap. He's got 12.5 guaranteed. The guarantees expire after 26. So you can start to get out of that thing. Contractually, you could definitely do it. I'm going to give you some injury history on Denzel Ward. He's played all six games this season. This is in a stat that's not necessarily easy to compile, B. Mm-hmm. Denzel Ward has 10 passes defense this year. In six games, he's knocked away 10 passes.
All right.
One quarterback hit, 11 tackles. You're not bringing in a tackle. You're bringing in a legit CB1 cover corner.
Yep.
Second round pick for Denzel Ward, Brian Mitchell.
I will definitely make the call. And if they want to go with a second, I could probably make that move. Nothing else.
Yes, sir.
You wouldn't go to one.
No, you're not getting to one.
Now, the only thing I'm saying is we're used to the first round pick being top 10, top 15. Depending how this thing tracks, you're talking about a 24th pick, a 26th pick. Does that impact your decision?
No.
So you won't go to one, but you'll go to two.
He can have two.
All right, DNC, I think you got a deal, buddy.
Ding, 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 ding. Chicken dinner.
All right. Thank you, Darren. That was a good one. I don't know that it happens. Cleveland would be smart to do a fire sale because they're a train wreck and they're probably going to fire the coach and they're stuck with Deshaun Watson. And that contract is so onerous that maybe you want to clear some space. That started what I expected to be a completely irrational, insane segment. Started very sane.
Yeah. Now let's go insane.
Okay. Let's try Lou. Lou, what up?
Hey, what's going on?
What up, man?
AP Beach. I'm interested in the guys that we have on the side, like on the street, JC Jackson, Devin White. There's some other guys that I could go on the list. I would entertain Myles Garrett for a first round pick. I wouldn't give up no first or second for no Denzel Ward. If we're going to do that, I mean, you got to go aggressive, get somebody else that's better than him if you're going to give up a first round. I just don't see him being, I don't know, a top shutdown corner. I just don't see it if it's worth it giving them a first or second round. But you got guys, JC Jackson, who have more interception than we have in the past five seasons. He's on the sideline. Why are we not going after him? You talk about Benjamin St. Juice. I mean, he's trash. I mean, Forbes, I don't know, man. He's questionable. That's the guys I'm looking at. I'm looking at the guys that's not playing. I wouldn't give up no draft pick for no rental players. So with that, is that something you guys saw?
You just want him to sign guys that are currently available and not shop in the expensive aisle. Is that basically right?
I don't necessarily
disagree with that, Lou. And thank you for the call, bud. Always good to hear from you, bud. Frankly, I think that's what they're going to do. I don't see them giving up a lot of assets in the first year. Here's another part of this. And Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, they don't strike me as self-preservation guys. Mm-hmm. They strike me as we're going to win guys.
There you go.
But in the off chance you were a self-preservationist, you don't want to go all in right away.
No, you don't.
Because then all the pressure's there right away.
You don't want to go all in. But then again, like there's also a flip side of this thing. Will the other people want to trade with you? We're saying what we want to give and offer. Would they be willing to accept it? Major part of it.
Obviously. But, like, you got to be calling. Yeah, always be closing. Let's go to Cairo is in Ashburn. What up, Cairo?
Hey there, what's going on?
Well, man.
My vote would be sending, I would say, a conditional third to Carolina for J.C. Horn. I feel like just how he's been playing this season in terms of yards allowed per catch and just, you know, how he locks up receivers. I just think he's a good fit for what we need. What we need desperately is a secondary. Not to say that what we have is terrible. I think St. Juice is probably our most mechanically sound corner, but he's just not good at covering number ones. So I just think he would really help us cover the number one receivers on opposing teams, and St. Juice could do a good job on the number two receivers.
I don't think you're wrong. And Carolina, because of that Bryce Young trade, certainly needs the help. You know, they lack draft picks. Same as Cleveland, honestly, because they had to give up a ton to get Deshaun. I like, in theory, I like the let's go get the good players from the really bad teams because they're a train wreck and maybe they just need to make a deal.
Mm-hmm.
J.C. Horn, I believe next year is the rookie option. So you don't have the long-term contract in place with Horn that you have with Ward. I would think whatever the compensation, the draft picks, second, I don't know. Would you have a – would you want Horn versus Ward?
I want more control over the player when I get him. So if I'm going with a one-year kind of a rental – and if Horn is going to be somebody, how much are you willing? Because if you go get Horn, you have to be thinking about an extension as well.
And, dude, for me.
And how much is that going to cost?
Horn has also missed a lot of time.
Yeah.
Only played 3 games as a rookie. Only played 6 games last year. To me, Ward is the clear-cut guy because durability and the contract situation.
Yeah.
And I would probably pay more for that. All right. Landfill or Jeff, do either of you guys have a trade you'd like to propose?
I don't have a proposal, but I just want to say that I agree that definitely if they're going to be making a move, it's got to be for a guy who can be here for multiple years because it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me for just like a one-year rental.
Yeah.
It's not like they're just a guy away from, you know, from contending or something. They could be, maybe next year, maybe the year after that, that a player that they could acquire here could be a big part of that team. But I would not be pleased if they go out there and get some kind of rental.
Rental would be cheap, right? But it doesn't strike me as how these dudes operate. Doesn't mean it won't happen, but it'll be fascinating to watch how it shakes out.
Yep.
Cornelius is in D.C.
Get your popcorn ready.
What up, Corn?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, JP? What's up, D-Bitch?
What's up, brother?
I would like to go get Jalen Ramsey from Miami. Y'all not playing Forbes right now. I actually like Forbes. I would love to play him, but they're not playing him. So send Forbes. They ain't playing Jamin Davis. Send him on and throw a third-round pick in there and bring Jalen on in here.
Hang on. I know
Jalen got a little deep.
Hang on. You think they're getting third rounder for Jamin Davis at this point?
You said Jamin and Forbes.
No. I'm saying send Jamin Davis and Forbes to Miami for Jalen Ramsey and throw a third in there, too, because Jalen Ramsey's still a dog.
So
you think about that.
You send Forbes, Jamin, and a third and get back Ramsey.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Miami hangs up the phone.
Oh, you don't think that's enough?
No. Do you?
I mean, come on. Like, we got 2 first rounders and a third. I mean,
here's the problem. We saw this with Jahan, right? The draft value of a player only lasts as long as there is tape on that player. So they were, when they came out of college, they were first round picks. But now they are not. And the NFL market is not going to pay based on their college tape and combine evaluation.
Mm-hmm. No, it's going to go based off of what they've done.
So what can we throw in there, man? We got to throw something else in there.
I like where your head's at, Corn. I do.
We need help in the secondary bad, man.
Yeah. Ramsey.
You're right.
if the conversation so far has been J.C. Horn, Denzel Ward, and now you're bringing Jalen Ramsey into it, that's a no for me, dog. He's on his 4th NFL team, at least his 3rd.
Yeah,
he's 30. He's missed time.
He destroys chemistry.
You do have contract run on this. He just signed a 3-year deal in September, only like 30 guaranteed. It was basically like a 1-year guaranteed deal with some money attached to it the following years. It's a no for me. I don't know where you're at, B.
Now I just think when you got a guy in that many teams that quick with that much talent, something wrong with him. I don't want nobody coming in the locker room that's going to destroy what they got built.
He won a Super Bowl with the Rams and they still got rid of him. That's a no from me, dog. Now, it's only fair because he's texted it to me 8 billion times to get this Ahmet Buddha Baker some run here.
I don't think the problem is the safeties.
The Cardinals.
I'm saying I don't think the problem is the safeties.
In the secondary.
Yeah. Buddha plays safety, right?
Yes.
You don't have a problem with safety. Why you want to go get another safety? You need some cover corners.
I don't know. I think you're right that the corners have been worse than the safeties. But Buddha's also better than what they've got. Like, you can get better, too, and maybe that helps everybody else. Ahmet's thing is Buddha Baker for a third. He's in the last year of his deal. So you got to get a contract extension.
That's another one. We want years on landfill.
Buddha for a landfill, third.
He's on the radio. He can't shake his head.
We have so much visual communication on a purely audio medium. It's kind of funny. Buddha Baker for a third Jeffrey.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind it, but I'm not for it. Because like you said, we want years, but that is also someone who would impact the secondary as soon as he comes in. So it's like a meh to me.
Ahmet has another one without it. Ahmet has another one. Charvarius Ward, corner for the Niners going into the last year of his deal. The Niners, I go back to the Ayuk thing. They're looking to win now. I don't think they're dealing guys, even though they're about to get real top heavy against the cap. I like Ward, though. I mean, this is like the opposite of Jalen Ramsey who bounces around. Ward has been from the Chiefs to the Niners. He's got a ring. Those are winning organizations. We'll keep this going, right? We got nowhere to go. Okay, cool. Right. If you're on the phone, stay there. I'm going to get one more in. JoJo in Hyattsville. What up, JoJo?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
What's happening?
Hey, I just want to say you don't trade any of your top three picks for an in-season trade. In-season trades never work out in the NFL. It's not the NBA. It's not baseball. It doesn't work out in the NFL for some reason. But I think you try to go get a logjam talent, like a Ryan Clark type guy. I'm not saying a safety. I agree we don't really need safety help. But somebody with some talent that's behind real talent, they've been seeing what a superstar does, and they have talent as well. I trust that Adam Peters might go get talent that we've never heard of, like people that we would know from the preseason, local fans would know, but nobody nationally would know.
I could certainly see that, dude. To your point, JoJo, they are absolutely going to bring some people in that, by and large, 95% of us have never heard of. That's going to happen. That'll happen today. I mean, there's probably going to be I'll check my email real quick. There will probably be a press release today about some roster moves. Like,
yeah,
things are going to happen. Now, what that means definitively for the trade market, I don't know. I think, honestly, Brian, I'm curious what you say to this. I wonder what the John Allen injury does to their mindset about being aggressive over these next 2 weeks. You know, listen, Allen's not playing in the contract this year, but he's still one of their 10 best players, and you just lost him for the year.
You lost him for the year, but I think also now, if they decide, let's see what Mathis and Newton do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And the other kid on the practice squad, if you can go with that, cool.
Well, it's kind of funny. I mean, preseason and training camp, everybody wanted Jamin cut. He makes the team. Now he's inactive. People are screaming, why isn't Jamin getting playing time? Yeah. People love having these contract conversations. Fans are obsessed with the salary cap, which is kind of bizarre. But everybody's wondered, hey, Allen has no guaranteed money next year. How will that impact? Is this John's last year? Now he's done, and that people want to talk about it, but they have no idea what's going to be on the other side of that page.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Also, not to get annoying, but if you look, the Panthers are a train wreck. They're 1-5. They've been way better since they put Dalton in. Yeah. They're capable of scoring.
True.
And specifically, they're running the ball pretty well. They've gone for at least a $114 since they made that move. 2 weeks ago against the Bengals, they went for 155 on the ground. Now, I don't know that Carolina's going to be able to slow down Washington's offense, but Chuba Hubbard. Is that right? Chuba Hubbard? I mean, he's got almost 500 yards rushing in six games. He's, you know, averaging, this kid's averaging 5.5 a carry, B.
His real good.
His total yards from scrimmage.
And we have to be concerned about that.
Yo, his total yards from scrimmage, just think about this. The first 2 weeks when they started young, they were so bad that everything was affected, right? Like, it was so bad that everything sucked. Since then is largely when the offense has ticked up. He's got 578 from scrimmage. He's got 578 yards from scrimmage, kind of in four games.
Rushing and receiving?
Yes.
All right.
Three touchdowns. Now, he's put the ball on the ground twice, so keep that in mind, too. Going to be an immediate test, I'd say, without Allen.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's your turn. A lot of Twitter GMs. I asked Doc Walker if he had any hypothetical trades for us. He does not. We may, though. It depends if we can line up the sponsorship, get a paid guest on our program. We may be able to get Chris Russell's hypothetical trades at 12:45.
I give him some cheeses.
I just had some cheeses. They were hitting. Jupe is on the line. What up, Jupe?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, listen, a lot of people don't take into consideration. They hear big name star, but they don't take into consideration that chemistry factor. So I'm with Lou where I would just chill, but for the sake of the exercise, I got two trades, and hear me out. With the injury to Hutchinson in Detroit, I'm going to call him up. I'm like, look, I know you guys could use some backup. I'll trade you Jamin Davis and Emmanuel Forbes, see if I get a fifth or sixth round pick back. Then, if I get that, I'm going to flip that pick, go holler at a Titans, trade that pick with Jameson Crowder, see if I get DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins, I know he's older. I still believe he got something left in the tank. Plus, he played in Cliff's system before. He could be a veteran presence in that locker room that helps lose our wide receiver core.
Jupe, you're my guy. Nobody hits the Ric Flair quite like you. You're trading Crowder for Hopkins?
Yeah, and that fifth or sixth round pick that I will get back from Detroit.
What are you sending to Detroit?
Jamin Davis and Emmanuel Forbes.
And what? And that's for a fifth?
Yeah, fifth or sixth.
I love the I love the creativity.
I got.
I don't know, man. You're sending Crowder. who's on the IR, by the way.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
That was a roster move.
Crowder, who's on the IR, and a fifth for DeAndre Hopkins.
That was a roster move. He healthy.
Now, I will say that Tennessee team is a train wreck, and if they're thinking long-term down there, I don't know that Will Levis is the guy. I would argue he isn't, despite all of the good mayonnaise commercials.
He does some things that are unthinkable on the football
field. They have a really good rush defense. They have a good D-line. When you specifically in the receiver room for them, they spent some money on Tyler Boyd. They have the kid, Treylon Burks, that was a first-round pick that has just amounted to very little. I mean, maybe they'd be willing to move on DeAndre Hopkins. I know our guy Jaime has been texting me that they should trade for DeAndre Hopkins 100 times. B, tell me if you disagree. I'm not overly concerned about the receiver room.
I'm not.
Like,
not right now. I'm more concerned with getting some level of consistency on the other side of the ball.
Bro, secondary, yes. D-line, yes. Receiver, they have – I mean, they have the fifth highest yardage offense in the NFL, and they're second in points scored.
Yeah.
Now, from a straight passing perspective, they're 13th in yards.
Cool.
Like, if I'm doing anything offensively – if this B-Rob thing lingers, maybe there's like a – I don't even think they'd want to go for a tight end because I think they think Sennett evolves into something else. D-line,
I'm
secondary.
On the side of the ball.
D-line, secondary.
100%.
I kind of like at least what Jeff wrote down for this dude, Kelvin, in D.C. Kelvin, what's your move?
Hey, I want Adam Peters to be disciplined, stay on the same path that they on, the same path being – you know, they're going to grow within, give short-term contracts if they get a contract along a short-term contract, and basically start making moves next season. Don't spend money while, whether it be a smart move, quote-unquote smart move this season, wait to next season, and I think the world will be their oyster. And lastly, I think, like, politically, PR-wise, Dan Quinn, that move up to wait to next season by saying, hey, we're in a rebuild or retooling. So they can go out and be competitive with the product that they have now. But next season with the large, I forget what you call it, the budget that they won't have. Salary cap. They can really go into what you said, JP, the secondary, the D-line, and also bolster up that offensive line, but I think they should be disciplined and wait till next season.
Makes sense, brother.
Yo, I got no argument, Kelvin. I really don't.
I think that's probably the smartest call because what has happened is we all went into the season expecting a rebuild, but they happen to be a little bit farther ahead. That's what it seems like. But let's be honest, it's only six games into the season as well. So everybody now, let's do this and let's do that. They've forgotten about building this thing. But I don't think Adam and Dan has.
A little breaking news on the fan. You think it's real or one of my dumb things?
One of your dumb things.
It's not. Per Tom Pelissero, the Steelers plan to give Russell Wilson first-team reps at practice this week, putting him in line to make his season debut and start Sunday night against the Jets. Mm. They're 4-2. That offense has been pretty damn anemic. Would you make that move?
They're 4-2. Is something working?
Would you make that move?
Not right now. No. But then again, I'm not a coach. Mike Tomlin probably got a better hold on that team and knows exactly what needs to be done.
I do think even at this stage of his game, Russ is a better passer than Fields. But Fields is a human and Wilson is an alien. I think those things matter.
Well, go with the alien because they don't know how to deal with the alien.
Offensively, the Steelers are 20th in points, 26th in yards. It just ain't a lot happening there. Now, before someone calls, Jeff, would you trade for Justin Fields?
For Are you really asking me this question?
No, that was a joke.
Okay.
Our guy Bones is on the line.
What up, Bones?
Bones, talk to me.
Hey, my main man, B-Miss, J.P. Philly. Shout out to Jeff Walker. Hey, look, man, I think we ought to try to, you know, make a trade or go after Haason Reddick because we need that motor on that outside of that defense, man. We need some pressure coming from that outside of that defense to help that secondary out, man, so that, you know, they can be able to hold them guys a little longer out there in the secondary, man. We need some pressure coming off that edge, and Haason Reddick, man, to me, would be the choice to go after.
Right.
I love you guys, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you, Bones. Let's have a Reddick conversation.
How much money was Reddick supposed to get from the Jets?
That he held out for.
Mm-hmm.
I will pull that up.
Because they basically had told him they were going to work his deal out. Then when they got him there, they didn't want to work his deal out. They lied to him.
This year he stood to make $15 million, 14 and a half. It's the last year of a three-year, $45 million deal he signed with the Eagles. So
he's going to want a new deal.
Yes. I mean, the fact that he's not playing, he very much wants a new deal.
Yeah. How much is that deal going to cost?
He's like FDR. He wants a new deal. Here's what I have to say about Haason Reddick. We said this earlier about Jalen Ramsey. Haason Reddick has been on three NFL teams. He finally was quite good in Philly. But I think you could argue his performance early in his career when he's drafted by the Cardinals, 13th overall, really didn't get much done. It finally started to work for him. He does have four straight seasons, double-digit sacks. Last year in Arizona, then he signed with the Panthers. Then he goes to the Eagles. You're going to have to pay him, and you're going to have to give up something. But Reddick is a legit pass rusher.
Pass rushers get a different treatment.
Like receivers.
Yeah. In this day and age, if you can get to the quarterback consistently, I would deal with your BS.
Probably going to cost. I imagine the Jets are going to want a third because I think that's what they sent to the Eagles to get him.
Don't we have one?
Got an extra one.
Yeah. That right there, I'm willing to talk about because you know what we haven't had consistently over the last few years or whatever? Is a pass rusher on the quarterback. So that one, I'm listening. I'm all ears. I'm like you.
Is it problems behind that? Like, cause why no team? What, like, it's not a lot of teams jumping to get him. So what's the backstory? And right now, what we got going on, I don't really want anyone that's going to be a problem for the locker room. I'm not saying he will be. But, you know,
I'd take a problem for the locker room if I can get it that pass rush on the field. Let's be real.
Yeah, but we say that, but we also said that a lot of people said they didn't want Devontae Adams because he'll be a problem in the locker room.
Different position.
I also don't think Adams would be a problem in the locker room. I think Reddick might be, but he also might be a disruptive force. This guy with four straight seasons of double-digit sacks.
Yeah.
And, listen, Crosby would be the goal. Crosby would be the dream. We don't know that Crosby's going to be available. Haason Reddick is available. Like, Jeff, if you're at the club and there's a pretty good-looking girl at the bar, or you could dream of going on a date with Rihanna, who do you want to talk to? The girl that's at the bar, right?
You're going to probably do what you do, dream about Rihanna.
I was about to say, I might dream about Rihanna, bro. It's a possibility.
I'll let y'all deal with Rihanna.
You want the girl at the bar.
You want Brianna.
Bird in the hand. Bird in the hand, dude.
Bunch of people on the phones. I hear Rooster roaming around yelling. Nobody go anywhere. We booked Rooster for this segment, but he's just not here. We're going to go to the phones. Gearfax is on the line. Gearfax, what's your trade, dude?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
Hello.
What up, brother?
Yeah, hey, man. Look, I kind of lean the way you guys were saying in one of the previous callers. I think offensively, I think we're okay. I think we just got a couple of Nick and Nag type injuries on the offensive side of the ball. So I think we're all right there. And I think the upcoming schedule kind of gives us a break. If it's such thing in the NFL, it's not like we're playing world beaters for the next few weeks. So defensively, bring the guys up from the practice squad. Hopefully, it'll maybe, who knows, maybe it'll be a Wally Pipp. Do y'all know Wally Pipp? Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah. Lou Gehrig. Yeah. Thanks for the call, G. Yeah. Appreciate you, bud.
So hey, one more thing.
Okay.
All right.
We got to go. Brewster's here. His agent's on the line.
B-Mitch, we need your help. We need 5 pots of gumbo to the Saints, and we'll get 5 pots of gumbo, Chase Young, and a Heidi key for J-Dub.
Thanks, dude. Tell you what, we did not need to hold on for that. We almost had a great bit going. I briefly said that the Reddick trade was happening, and Brewster was on the phone and got very jumpy.
Got off.
But then the cluster buster came in and cluster
busted. He was actually talking to his son, JP. That is wrong on you.
All I said was Rooster's on the phone breaking the Reddick trade. I was joking because he seemed like he was locked in on a call.
And then I said, to here? Or to where? And you said, here? Like, I was holy crap.
I saw my opportunity. Yes. And what we do on this program is when we don't knock for opportunity, right. You kick doors down.
You bust chops for a living.
Yeah. Hello, Chris.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Landfill, I described Rooster's look today as looking extra homeless. Does that seem accurate?
I mean, you're asking Landfill then?
Jeff?
You don't look too homeless. You look a little homeless, not too homeless.
Just semi-homeless.
JP was pointing out there.
This shirt is like 14 years old.
If he was standing on North Capitol, you'd give him a buck.
Two blue shirts now. I think he changed his color, y'all.
He burned his burgundy shirt. Things are going poorly.
You're wearing Carolina blue the week we play the Panthers?
Oh!
That's a good call.
All right, you and JP with these blues,
yo,
man.
I have adjusted my wardrobe.
I do want to point out, you were wearing your
blue and gray shirt.
You were wearing your Cowboys gear in the Baltimore press box the other day.
I was wearing a blue blazer because the other team wears purple.
Uh-huh.
It was a blue blazer, mm-hmm. and the other team wears purple.
I'm just saying what I've heard through the grapevine and what I witnessed with my own eyes.
Maybe I shouldn't have called you kind of homeless. we're having hypothetical trade discussion. There's probably nobody better for this than you.
Right. Well, Doc is. I mean, Doc, this is Doc special.
Doc was really locked in when I pitched this.
Doc's going to love when I actually, open the show, too. I guess.
So what will be your Devontae Adams?
I don't know how the Jonathan Allen and Dorrance Armstrong situation is going to play out, because clearly one is gone for the year. Dorrance might be gone for some time. Not sure how that's going to play out. So I think defensive end / defensive line now is a major, major, major concern, which it wasn't like a major, major concern until Sunday afternoon, right? But corner is still, I guess, the number one concern that I think most reasonable people mm-hmm. have. All I know is this. You got a couple of guys. One guy coming in, right? J.C. Horn, Carolina. You got Greg Newsom, who was just here. I think it's Greg Newsom, right? He was just here with the Browns a couple of weeks ago. You got Xavien Howard, who's out as a free agent. I would prefer that method, but I don't know how much money a street free agent who's now missed 6 weeks of the season and you would presume is not going to be ready immediately, how much that guy like that is going to cost, especially a guy that was making like $17, $18 million a year. So if you're going to significantly improve, I don't know if you're going to spend, like on a big acquisition, 2 years, 3 years, $45 million or whatever it is. I think it's more likely that you're going to trade for a young established player. And those are two of the guys that seemingly are certainly on bad teams and may be available.
What do you think the comp is?
If we're talking those two guys, I would say no more than a
Let's start here because we talked about those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think do you have a preference between the two? Because you're not trading for two corners.
Right. I would. J.C. Horn was a top 10 pick, wasn't he?
So who's the other one in the.
Newsom, right? I thought J.C. Horn was a top 10 pick at one point.
He was definitely a first rounder. I thought it might be 13. Because I just looked him up.
Probably lean towards him, but.
He's had a lot of injuries, dude.
I know he has. You're right.
He was eighth. He was the eighth overall pick.
Okay. And listen, that Carolina defense, I was just talking to, what do you call him? The cluster buster?
Yep.
You know, like, look, the Carolina Panthers on offense aren't. That isn't the problem. That. not they're not that bad. It's their defense, which has been ravaged. I mean, Chin and Luva were here. They lost their best defensive lineman in Derek Brown after they had traded their other best defensive lineman in Brian Burns. So this should be an opportunity for the Commanders, you know, to put up 30-plus points, you would think, pretty easily. You know, if you take away J.C. Horn, right, I guess it theoretically weakens them even more and exposes them even more.
I don't think you're getting it done before you play them this week.
Probably not.
Who's your preference, Horn or Newsom?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would lean towards Horn. I mean, I don't have a strong lean one. I mean, who do you guys like?
Ward. But is
Denzel.
He has years.
Oh, well, all right. Are you getting Denzel Ward?
That was our hypothetical.
Okay.
Well, so we've had callers call in and pitch them.
Right.
And somebody said a second for Denzel Ward. And you got contractual control. He's already signed his big extension. Now, he has had some head injuries, but by and large, he plays.
He plays at a high level. Yeah. I would probably lean towards.
Newsom's also on the Browns, but you got no contractual control there.
Right. You got, what, 2 third-round picks?
You got 2/3. Jahan.
Would you pay a second and a third? If that's what Cleveland was holding out for?
For Ward?
I think that's a lot, right? For Denzel Ward?
Yeah, but you've got him for 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I guess if I asked second or third, I guess I would pay a second, right? I don't want to pay a second, but you got to give something to get something.
If
you can get Denzel Ward,
if you ask a guy to restructure, you got to be ready to cut him.
Right.
There you go.
What do you think about Hassan Reddick?
No.
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 Why?
Sorry, but that guy's already demonstrated he cares nothing about anyone but himself, and I don't want to upset the apple cart here and bring in a completely self-absorbed player. He can absolutely – he's a great player.
They told him they were going to restructure his deal, got him there, and then they tried not to. I would have held out on him, too.
I
probably would be in camp by now because I ain't going to leave all my money out
there. Think about how bad this has to be, right? No matter what and the Jets counter, they say they never promised anything for whatever it's worth. But just say they did. Think about how bad it had to be that his agency fired him. Not he fired his agency.
I saw that. But Rosenhaus also gobbled him up right away. It's not like he's on the street.
Yeah.
And it's not like he had to sign with some cut rate.
Maybe the agency was just worried about getting paid. They were worried about themselves.
A CAA.
So they're like, oh, you take this contract, man. Don't worry about nothing else.
Does CAA need to get paid that bad?
Hey, some people
I don't know
do.
If they do.
I got one.
But I see your point.
I got one, Bruce.
Yeah.
This is from Cody Betts, tech executive.
Yes.
Emmanuel Forbes, Jamin Davis, and a first rounder to Minnesota for Justin Jefferson.
Cody, he come with a stupidetical. Minnesota not getting rid of Justin Jefferson, no matter what the hell you offer them.
I think Cody's already prepared. What's that skit and bit you guys do? The real or fake thing?
Yeah,
I think Cody's already in that lab.
That's already fake.
You know? I mean, of course you would make that trade if the Commanders could make that trade, but the Vikings are 5-0 at last check.
We had our guy Jupe, who's a great listener, great caller, said to send Crowder to Tennessee for DeAndre Hopkins.
Jameson Crowder?
I had to tell him that Crowder was on IR. And there's one dude in the NFL you could trade for, who would it be?
Ooh.
Because you know what's interesting?
I mean, it might be Justin Jefferson.
Well, it's no longer a quarterback. Think about that.
Yeah.
For the last 20 years, said that question.
A lot of crappy quarterbacks out there. Yeah, but it might be Justin Jefferson.
But your answer's not Mahomes or Lamar. Because
you feel comfortable with Jaden.
Yeah, you think you might have one of them. They haven't had one of them.
Yeah.
You do have a show, Roost.
I do.
I don't want to get you in too much trouble.
I do. Matt's already standing by.
Yeah, Essig loves when we do this.
Yes.
Doc will be excited that you're coming in, you know, a lot of time to prep.
Can I steal the fantasy trade talk from you guys?
You're going to anyway.
And then bounce it off the DOC?
Yeah, you're going to anyway.
I mean, he thinks I annoy him and piss him off on purpose anyway, so.
You probably do.
Yeah, probably.
Be careful, man. You know, Doc, old dude, he carries stuff with him.
Chris Russell,
we're
ladies.
We're in a Dodger shirt today. Thank you, boys.
When we come back, Barstool Nate.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.